May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That's a fascinating scripture that Bracken just read, and kind of opens the conversation to some things. He says, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they see with their eyes and perceive with their heart and be converted, and I will heal them. In Mark chapter 6, Jesus is in his hometown. And he comes to his hometown, and they're marveling at his teaching. They're marveling at the miracles he performed. And then at some point, the conversation and thinking changed. It says in verse 3, is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary? The brothers of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon, are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him because none of it made sense. They knew him. So what he was appearing to be and seemed to be, what couldn't be. And he could do no miracle there except that he laid hands on a few people and healed them. And he wondered at their unbelief. Over in chapter 6, speaking of his disciples, he feeds the 5,000. They sends them in a boat. There's a storm. They're scared they're going to die. He comes walking on the water. He gets in the boat with them and he calms the storm. And says about them that when he got into the boat, verse 51, with them, and the wind stopped, and they were greatly astonished. For, the word here is that Scripture is rebuking them for being astonished. They were greatly astonished, for they had not gained any insight from the loaves and the fish, but their heart was hardened. There's a place in Luke 8, several places where it talks about his disciples' hearts were hardened. The word harden is a word that, if you look it up, carries the idea of something that's petrified. Petrified being like something that's gotten old and therefore not flexible. If you've been petrified forest, seen petrified wood, it's just brittle. Again, it's not flexible. And the idea of hardened and the idea of mean-spirited, often we think somebody has a hardened heart. They're mean-spirited. That's not what he means. He's talking to his disciples. They weren't mean-spirited. Their hearts were just not flexible. The opposite of a hardened heart is a childlike heart. A childlike heart is tender and flexible, believes in anything, still carries a sense of wonder, doesn't carry cynicism. And that's what he was saying to them. And when I was looking at this, I was thinking, okay, Lord, how do I get past a hardened heart? Because if you look in Hebrews chapter 3 and 4, it says about Israel, that the reason they wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years, is because they didn't know God's ways because they had a hardened heart. They walked in unbelief, which is a sign of their hardened heart. You know, 12 spies went over, 10 came back, says, we're grasshoppers, they're giants, we can't do it, that makes sense. No flexibility, no sense of wonder, no sense of fascination. You know, one of my favorite movies and books series is The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. And the first person to really believe without hesitation in the magic of Narnia was the youngest child, Lucy. And in the end, everybody followed her. They had a lot more knowledge, they had a lot more intellect, had a lot more experience in life, but their hearts were hardened. And the older they got, the more hardened it was to believe in magic, to believe in things that doesn't make sense. They weren't flexible. So in this asking the Lord the question, okay, Lord, how do I get past a hardened heart? I see that happen in a lot of situations. Christians, clergy, they want things to be logical. And I realize that things operate in a different realm. We live in heavenly Narnia. It's a kingdom of God that's full of extraordinary and magical things. And if you stop believing in that, you can't operate. Does the kingdom of God have practical things to do? Yes. But it's practical things that have to be applied in an atmosphere that's supernatural, that's miraculous, that's governed by different principles. So I saw this scripture, and one of them, well, there's two of them. One of them is Ezekiel 16, and if you want to read that, you can. But this is Ezekiel 36. This is the devotional I wrote today. I sent out on As and Roars, by the way. Karen needs to be updated because I put March the 1st. We need to go back and fix that so we don't create any more confusion than I normally create. This is verse 25, speaking of the new covenant. The New Testament believers, then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. And I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from your idols. Moreover, I will put a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove from you the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances. And let me read one more scripture and then we'll do the little few minute thing. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18. I pray that the eyes of your heart would come alive, would be enlightened, that you may know the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Scripture tells us that we have two sets of eyes. If you're a believer, you have a set of eyes in your head that gathers information. But we also have eyes in our heart, in a new heart, that takes, no matter what the information is, and perceives with a totally different set of conclusions, even if it contradicts the information. That's what that verse in John 40 said, they can't see with their eyes and perceive with their heart. You understand? We see things with these eyes. We have to perceive things with our heart. What you see with your eyes doesn't determine what the truth is. It's information. But we have to perceive with our heart that there's a kingdom we live in, and it's governed by different rules and different principles. And here's the good news. Here's the amazing news. Here's the extraordinary news. Every one of you, if you're a Christian, you have been given a new heart. A heart of flesh. It's in you. You have been given a childlike heart. And only a childlike heart has eyes that perceive. It says in Matthew 18, Matthew 19, only if you change, and only children are really willing to change, the older we get. Remember what they said about old people, or we said about animals? Oh, they're just set in their ways. That's a hardened heart. Not flexible. But a child, only a child, it says, can change and explore the kingdom of heaven, Narnia. So what am I trying to say to you? That thing inside of you, like down in there, that in situations is tempted to believe the ridiculous, the impossible, that contradicts the information, that wants to take the plunge, that wants to jump off the cliff without the safety net, that wants to do the unreasonable. That's the you, the real you. That's the resurrected you. That's one with Jesus. You don't need to get a new heart. You got one. That heart of stone lives in your outer man, flesh. The problem is we've been governed by that for so long, we don't know how to learn to live from the new heart you've been given. But you have a childlike heart, every one of you. I don't care what your temperament is. You do. And you've got to learn to just let go. Surrender that. Quit being afraid. Become like a little child. Don't surrender to a hardened heart, because that's not the real you. To a cynical, look at things only based on information that the eyes of your head. The eyes of your heart, a little child lives with a sense of wonder. They can pretend to be anything. We see when God says something that's true, we don't have to pretend anymore. But that's why little children do that. It's practice for the kingdom. Because you can be anything in Narnia. Remember what Lewis said? And once kings and queens in Narnia, always kings and queens in Narnia. I was in a meeting last night. Maya, she dropped this bomb. It wasn't a bomb. She said, we want to do this thing because we want to change. What was the word? The narrative about Selma. It's full of pastors. I just went, joop. And people want to talk about how do we get more police, how do we do all that. I understand all that. But until we get people to believe that this is a city of revival and that God is doing stuff, and it may not add up to all the information that your eyes or your head gather every day, if you'll start seeing through the eyes of your heart and perceiving with the eyes of your heart, you'll see Narnia breaking through. It's there. You know, they were talking, I thought, well, on New Year's night, there were all these bullets and machine guns in the air, and I'm thinking, I hear all that, but I just see magic. And that's not a personality type. That's what it means to be childlike. You don't pretend that those things aren't true. You just believe that there's something bigger that will dominate all that. But until we change the narrative, let's take it personal. You got to change the narrative in your own heart. It's the truth that will set you free, not information. And every day of your life, you're getting attacked in your head to get anxious, to be discouraged, to feel hopeless, to get down, to worry. That's operating alone with the eyes of your head. So see the things and then perceive things with your heart. That's what causes us to fly, right? Amen? Amen. Amen. Amen.